very disappointing finish because, you know, like our guys deserved, you know, like I think so much better. Like they battled hard. It was an unbelievable game where we had our chances, like in the third period on the power play, and you know we didn't capitalize. But you know, like that's hockey. Like it was like two teams that went at it. I thought that, you know, like for preliminary round, it was an unbelievable game. Like up and down, both teams competed very hard, and you know, like Nico Hischier, like he, you know, you can't give him an opening because you know he's going to make you pay, and that's the difference in the game.
How uplifting was the killing the 3-on-5?
It was huge. Like we played a hell of a game. Like I can't ask more from our players. Like you know, with the loss of Rodrigo Abels, like then you know, like we lost like a very good offensive centerman, and then we had to mix the lines and everything. And despite the loss of Rodrigo, we kept battling, we kept going hard, and I'm very proud of our group.
How badly is injured, Rodrigo?
It doesn't look good. We'll know more tomorrow morning, but doesn't look good.
Any other bumps and bruises?
Lots of bumps and bruises, but we're going to keep going.
Oh, he was with Elvis tonight.
Oh, he was. No, Elvis was Elvis. Like we are very fortunate with Elvis, with Goody. Like we have two very strong goalies, so like they can keep us in the game. And both Giannone and Elvis, they put on a display of goaltending. Like it was a super game. Like you look at our defensemen, our forwards, their forwards. Like it's tough to point out something that or someone that didn't work. Both teams worked very hard. And it's too bad. You need a winner and you need a loser, and they executed very well on one play, and that's why they won.
What's the plan for tomorrow after two tough games?
Yeah, like we'll have a good team meal tomorrow night. Like we have team picture tomorrow afternoon. We'll just skate a few guys, so it's going to be a good relaxing day tomorrow.
Rolf Søderiks is playing power play this year. Why the decision? He didn't last 2 years.
Yeah, well, I think that Ralphie, has shown great progression with us. Last year, he was probably one of our best defensemen. And we like the way how he moves the puck. We change a little bit the configuration of our power play. So with Cebulskis, with Balinskis, with Ralphie, I think that we have good ingredients. Plus, we're playing another forward on the point. So obviously, that takes a little bit of ice time away from a defenseman, but we like what we see from our power play. We're executing pretty good, and it's given us some big goals so far.